From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The COPEC Planning Board, January 3rd, will continue its public hearing on the plans by GRJH Incorporated to develop in Carrieville what is believed to be one of the largest gas stations in Columbia County. Wholesale Gasoline and Oil Company of Millerton wants to put the gas station on the 1.7-acre Columbia County parcel located at the intersections of Route 7 and 23. The group Save Carrieville formed in opposition to the project, made an appeal on its Facebook page for interested residents to attend the meeting tonight. The post reads, and I quote, "Save Carrieville has worked to significantly reduce the scale of GRJH Inc.'s gas station development. We need your physical presence at this Thursday's public hearing," end quote. Those planning to attend are urged to wear yellow, the group's signature color. More than 40 residents showed up December 6th for the start of the public hearing, but notwithstanding their presence, the project made progress towards approval. The public hearing will begin at 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 3rd, at COPEC Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Senior citizens who receive the Enhanced School Tax Relief, or STAR, benefit must apply to the state by March if they want to continue to get the reduction after this year. The STAR program, which dates to 1997, has saved homeowners billions of dollars in school taxes. While local assessors have been informing seniors about the deadline for months, the approaching deadline has put those efforts into high gear. State officials are also preparing to issue public service announcements explaining the change. The STAR program includes a number of categories. Basic STAR is open for homeowners with family incomes below $500,000. For seniors with incomes below $86,300, Enhanced STAR provides an additional exemption. Enhanced recipients must now subject to an income verification process. The change applies only to seniors 65 or older applying for the Enhanced STAR exemption or those who have the exemption included in their property tax bills. Anyone with questions about the new rules is advised to contact their local assessor. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Demolition of the former Quality Inn in Catskill began January 2nd, following months of setbacks. Green County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director Renee Van Schack said the hotel was originally scheduled to be demolished by Thanksgiving, but the work was delayed due to scheduling conflicts with Bronze Contracting. In addition, Colath Hotels and Casinos Incorporated, the former owner of the property, attempted to get the property back in 2012, which ultimately led to Colath filing an appeal November 27th with a federal appeals court over the county's IDA's acquisition of the property. According to Trafton, the most recent information on the pending litigation is unavailable. The county IDA is now accepting proposals for a new hotel to be constructed at the site on Route 23B. Van Schack said the community is excited to see the structure finally coming down. Van Schack said, and I quote, "People have been pulling in here, taking pictures all morning. It's the biggest thing in town," end quote. The demolition is projected to take roughly 2 weeks. The cost of the demolition is expected to be approximately $148,000. The project's full price tag should be in the $400,000 range. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Liz Young is reporting for the Albany Business Review. Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed a bill that would have required employers to provide up to 12 weeks of paid leave to workers grieving the death of a family member. Some business organizations oppose the measure. Cuomo cited concerns that there was no limit to when the paid leave could be taken. He wrote in his veto memo, and I quote, "This drafting failure could lead to claims being made well beyond a year from death," end quote. Tom O'Connor with the Capital Region Chamber of Commerce, an opponent of the bill, said, and I quote, "For an employer, how can you deal with someone who may be grieving a death that could have happened years in the past," end quote. O'Connor believes the details of benefit packages are best left to employers and employees. The Capital Region Chamber was one of 23 business organizations that appealed to the governor's council, asking that the measure be vetoed. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.